Am I being underpaid at my job? Should I be embarrassed at my income? Is my meager savings going to be my undoing? Can I really afford this car? Are we paying too much every month for entertainment? Should I be putting away more for the kids' education? Everybody feels this stress of uncertainty about their finances. Wouldn't it be great if your closest friends just knew your financial situation? If you could come to them for either friendly advice or just to commiserate, or maybe comfort when things get tight or maddening. Is your wife the only person you can talk to about finances? Wouldn't it be great if your friendships were more transparent? Run your home and your dough like a biblical boss. Mark, it's a special episode today. I'm very excited, and I'll tell you why. It's because once or at most twice a year, I will have been noodling on something that I want to give to good people of Abraham's Wallet. And then I have this pleasure of rolling it out and giving people the precious child that I have created. That's a strange way to say it. But giving them the gift that we're working on, that's what we're going to do today.
It's such a good day for this because here at the Parrot household, either tonight or tomorrow is a day where we will be assisting in the birth of our puppies. So okay. It just feels like it's a time. There's a time for everything under the sun. And right now is a time for birthing. And you're going to birth something that you have that has been gestating in you for a while now.
Yeah. One thing I want to say as a sort of just administrative note before we jump into our little presentation today is that I'm told that we still have 4 spots remaining for people to join us in Kentucky in October, where we're going to be doing a whole weekend with a small group of dudes around how 5 capitals are playing out in your life. How can you build those more? How can you kill the demons that are come to steal your 5 capitals building up? And we're just going to have a great time together with some bros at a lovely golf resort in Kentucky. And if you want to find out more about that or sign up for it, there'll be a link in the show notes for you to do so.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that we have a big enough crew now that if no one else signs up, we've got a solid group of guys. And True. So absolutely under no circumstances will we be taking 10 more. But 4 more, we can squeeze you in. So get in on that.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, sometimes I think one of the greatest services that we offer families in our financial advising practice is the ability to just tell somebody everything about your financial situation. Because nobody thinks that they're just doing it right. They just think they're doing everything right financially. They have all of these questions. Am I being underpaid at my job? Should I be embarrassed at my income? Is my meager savings going to be my undoing? Are we nuts to put 30% of our income into our housing every month? Can I really afford this car? Are we paying too much every month for entertainment? Should I be paying more for schooling for my kids? Do I have enough to even do that? I feel like I'm a giver, but am I really? Am I fooling myself? Am I overpaying for insurance? Am I stupid to not have more insurance? Should I be putting away more for the kids' education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Everybody feels this stress of uncertainty about their finances. I think that is just universal. When you're trying to make it up and put things together, maybe your dad gave you a little bit of advice. Maybe you got a smart uncle, but you're just kind of making up as you go along. Oh, that's a mortgage payment. I guess we can make that work. Do you think I could tack on this car payment? I guess we should be give. Yeah, sure. We'll give maybe a little budgeting. I don't know. And so you .. You just appear 20 years later, kind of going, is our system? Is this right? Is this the way it's supposed to be? I don't know, because nobody really knows my situation. Sometimes you don't even know your situation. And there's a lot of uncertainty that's created around that. Do you think that one of the great things that we offer people is simply a place to like put everything on the table and give people a reference for what they're doing?
I think that people are reluctant to just open the kimono fully financially with almost anybody in their life. So having a professional that can not only give you feedback on you, but also, I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast. One of the biggest things we get asked is like, how do we compare to other families that are sort of in the same zone as us economically? How do we compare with our budget, our spending choices, our giving, all of that? And we're happy to do it. But like we say all the time here, not everybody has to have a financial planner. And we really want people to be able to have access to that type of check on their financial lives without necessarily hiring a financial planner.
So let's just put a pin in the fact that a lot of people feel insecure about what they're doing. I don't know. It's working, but is it the right thing? I don't know. Now let's pivot and just talk about your bros, the bros in your life. There usually comes a place where the conversation stops when we get too close to the bone on issues of finance. I'm thinking of some examples. So my wife and I will think we really want to go out to the fancy French place in town, Boca. It's run by our friend David Falk. Well, could we invite the Andersons to that? I don't know. Can they really afford that? I don't want to put them in an awkward position. I don't really know their financial situation. Maybe let's invite somebody else. Or maybe you're unsure whether to tell your friends that you're going to go to Italy with your family. Will that be rude? Well, could they afford that? Well, I don't want to be like braggy that we're all going to go to Italy. I don't know. I remember once telling somebody that years ago, we had a $90,000 tax hit. It just was kind of what we were going through. I told somebody that and their eyes got huge, kind of like, oh, you guys have that kind of money that you have a tax hit of $90,000. There's a pretty normal cutoff for how we talk to friends about money. Either we have too little and we have some embarrassment about hanging out with the heavy hitters because you think they're not going to appreciate the stress that I feel from filling up my car at the gas station. So I can't really tell them everything I'm thinking. I have to kind of self-edit, or we're tight-lipped because we don't want to come off as arrogant. Man, I'm kind of bummed out and frustrated that this new SUV I just bought cost $80,000. But who can I say that to? Maybe I can say that to a couple of people, but not all the guys that I really want to be good friends with. So there's this kind of tension, you know. So we have to have grace with each other at all times on these issues. But wouldn't it be great if your closest friends just knew your financial situation? They just kind of knew your world. If you could come to them for either friendly advice or just to commiserate with friends, or maybe comfort when things get tight or maddening and you just wish you could talk to somebody. Is your wife the only person you can talk to about finances? Are there other men, other family leaders who are trying to do the same thing you're doing, which is I'm trying to run my home and my dough like a biblical boss? Are there other people that are trying to do this that we could have open and honest conversations with? Wouldn't it be great if your friendships were more transparent? That is to say, they know your hangups, but they don't judge you while you're working through them. And they're aware of how you and the wife clash around finances. And they just walk alongside you. They don't have to solve your problems, but they know what's up with you. So you can talk honestly. Are you like me, Mark, where you think those relationships are pretty rare?
Yeah, I think, like I said, almost nobody has those relationships, certainly outside of people that they pay
right
to give them that type of feedback.
Wouldn't it be great to know if you're normal when it comes to the things that you do with things like income and savings and giving and spending habits?
Yeah, normal. And wouldn't it be great if you had a way to initiate that conversation without being the weirdo that says,
yes,
hey, I had an idea. Why don't you tell me how much money you have?
Absolutely.
Like, tell me what your credit card statement looks like this month.
Absolutely.
If you just throw that out on the table at a good small group full of like Bible believing folks that really, you know, love getting together with you once a week to talk about life, there's a chance they're going to look at you like you have three heads and
right.
even be a little offended. So that's
right.
That's kind of the, wouldn't it be great? Yeah, it would. And we think we've got a little solution for you if you're in agreement with us.
Yes. I mean, I have thought that before, like thinking I'd like to have a more open conversation with this guy I'm sitting with. And the way to get into that conversation in my mind is to just go, hey, Travis, what's your net worth? And like, people would act like you slapped them if you asked them that question. But I'm trying to get a read on, okay, where are we? And can you understand the position that I'm in? Those relationships I have had in my life are like, there's this massive relief that happens to go like, I don't care what you're worth. I'm not intimidated by the number, and I'm not going to pity you if your number isn't as big as mine or whatever. I just want us to be able to talk and help each other. I just want to have like true, real friendships. Like this money thing, if it's not that important to us, and we would both say it's not, I don't find identity in it or whatever, couldn't we talk about it? And as you say, yes, it's very hard to start that conversation. I remember years ago, my wife and I were in a small group, and we really, really wanted to like learn to like love each other and know each other. And what does it mean to really lean on each other as a Christian community? So, okay, we're going to open up our homes to each other and share meals. Yeah. And can we also talk about like, how do you fight with each other? And can we talk about how are you guys dreaming about kids? And what do you do about the intricacies of in-law relationships and just wanting to be open? So somebody had the bright idea. Why don't we bring to our group, like, can we bring some, I don't think we got into net worth, but we said, can we bring some real numbers as to what your monthly budget is, what you really give every month, what you really make every month, and percentages of like how much you spend on groceries, how much you spend on clothing. Whoever said it, the heart was, we just want to have some reference point for what's going on with us. And I would like to know what my friends deal with. If they have trouble making ends meet every month, I want to know about it. So we went through this. And I have to say, it was like very interesting. There was like openness for challenge is a strange word. Comments, I would say. There wasn't like, hey man, you got to get it together on this. But comments like, how do you end up spending that much money a month on your groceries? Oh, well, we eat a lot of organic salmon. Okay. But there was this conversation that opened that was, I don't know, 15 years ago. I'm still very close to all those people because we did this trusting thing talking about money that is so rare. So in the heart of one, wanting to encourage your relationships, two, wanting to help create an environment where you can have these kind of conversations, what we did was we devised a discussion guide for guys to walk through some of the basic moves that we talk about here on Abraham's Wallet all the time. By the way, when I say all the time, did you know, Mark, that we're on episode, I think it's 286 of Abraham's Wallet?
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So we have covered topics like spending and saving and giving and investing so many times. And we know that there's like ad hoc groups around the country that meet just to discuss what happens on Abe's Wallet, which is kind of cool and flattering. And we also, I'll just throw in, we know that those kind of discussions happen over at which is our online donor community app thing. But we thought most people could use a hand getting that conversation started. So let's say you already have a guys group, you have a small group. We thought if we could put a discussion guide in your hands that's 6 weeks long, then you have somebody to hold your hand through the content. And that's what this guide is for. So I present to you folks, I've printed one out to show you how easy and handy dandy it is. Here it is. It's called Financial Transparency, a Squad Guide. And all you do is you print it out like this. Watch this magical thing I do. You fold it in half, thusly. And there it is. There's the booklet. That's the first page. That's the last page.
Is that Bigfoot on the cover?
You just walk through. Yes, there is a Bigfooty kind of a feeling. It's two bros walking in the beautiful mist with the mountains behind them.
Two mysterious ape-like men walking through.
Yeah, that's you and your squad walking through. Okay. So, that's what our guide is for. I'm going to talk exactly what's in our guide right after we play a little conversation I had with some dudes named Blake and Tyler, who are in a small group from South Carolina. Their small group were our test subjects for financial transparency, a squad guide. They said, this is exactly what our small group needs. We'd love to go through this and give you some reference. So we're going to hear from these two dudes. And by the way, an exciting thing to look out for, I noticed as I was previewing for today's episode, I wore the exact same shirt when I think I talked to them 2 months ago as I'm wearing right now. So that's pretty wonderful. Anyways, enjoy this conversation. We'll be right back. Blake and Tyler, you've been through the study. Have you? Have you been through it, or are you almost finished with it?
We're finished. We're done.
You did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did it.
Now, my first question is, how did this group come to be that you're of dudes you're meeting with?
So there's six guys that are part of this group. All of us go to a church together here in Greenville, South Carolina, where Blake and I are both located. And our families are all part of a homeschool co-op that my wife and a couple other moms started together a few years ago. And so over the past, I guess, 2 years or so, we all collectively started sensing that the Lord may be inviting us to come together in some new ways. And that started at the end of 2022, I believe it was, that we started journeying more deeply together. And so we have some rhythms where every other week the girls will meet collectively, and then the following week the guys will meet collectively, and then a couple Sundays a month we'll all get together with the entire family. And so during the past 6 months or so, a large portion of our guy-only time has been dedicated to navigating this financial transparency study together.
Okay, so this is a small group that's been meeting together for a couple of years now.
Year and a half.
And you've gone through, some things.
We've known each other for a really long time. I mean, okay. The amount of church we've done together in various forms over the last 15 years is pretty exceptional. But it's only been the last year and a half where we formed like rhythms and committed to one another.
But there's a lot of trust already there. There's a lot of water under the bridge.
Oh yeah.
Did it feel like, the intimacy or the transparency got elevated when you started talking of real numbers about money? Did anybody get cold feet and say, I don't want to do this? Or what was the reaction to like talking about this sensitive subject?
Actually, you know what? If I could even just precede an answer to that question. The thing that precipitated us doing it was we had been listening to the podcast for a while. And at some point early, I think in 2023, you had mentioned in one of your podcasts, just kind of a sidelong remark about how discussion about finances is more taboo than conversations about like details of our sex lives. And one of us mentioned that while the five or six of us guys were hanging out. And we were like, yeah, man, what is that? I mean, because all of us have been rolling with guys with a level of depth and intimacy. We have had numerous conversations about just about anything under the book with no uncomfortability. And yet, nobody knows my salary. I've never had a conversation about my salary. And I just thought, what is that all about? And so I think we spent probably, and Tyler, correct me if this is wrong, but it felt to me like a month or two where we just talked about the prospect of the conversation, because, you know, even if this is a good idea, it's not necessarily what everyone should do. And we wanted to do what the Lord wanted us to do. And it was really only after a pretty extended amount of conversation where we thought, not only is this like insightful and interesting, but we think the Lord wants us to proceed with this. And so, I think there was already a lot of vulnerability and intimacy just in hashing out like, man, if I find out I'm making half as much as you guys are, I don't know what that's going to be like for me. And just, you know, that was the first layer of being known. You know what I'm saying? Tyler, you want to add anything to that? I mean, there's a lot more we could say there, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think you summarized it well, Blake. It definitely was kind of a long runway to us getting this conversation off the ground. And I think just being hypervigilant about the ways that the enemy could potentially make his way into this conversation through bitterness, envy, pride. And so there was a lot of just conversation and prayer that went into us getting to a point where we all could stand confidently before one another and say, we're ready to have this conversation together.
Well, good for you guys for being sensitive about it. Would you just tell us what was that process like? Was it as you're talking to 1,000 guys who are all thinking this would be good to do, but are the risks worth it? And would it be uncomfortable? So what was it like?
I had high hopes for the level of intimacy that would bring to our crew of guys. And not only that, I had high hopes for what tangible fruit it was going to produce in the way that we steward our finances. But the reality is it exceeded my expectations in every way. And the level of depth that it brought amongst the six of us, the level of depth that it brought for our marriages, that was like an interesting like side benefit, is that I feel like many of us said at the beginning that our wives were either disinterested or maybe overwhelmed by finances within our families. And through this conversation, many of our wives have started to get more involved in the financial conversations within our families, within our marriages, which has been a really cool thing to see. It's led to us start talking about starting businesses together amongst our families, amongst us guys. We've paid off debt, consolidated savings accounts, changed our investment strategies. I mean, there's been a ton of practical outcomes from this that really, like I said, blew my expectations out of the water. And not only what came of it, but then the level of depth and freedom it produced in the way that we're able to communicate with one another about our finances and beyond.
We started out with giving space to talking about our origin stories. And so that's just a chance to share biographical details. We would just give whatever time we needed to. I feel like 3 hours was enough, usually, for us to knock out a whole sort of module or chapter or whatever. But I think a really important intangible for me was, maybe this is a roundabout way to say it, but if there were ever times in your life in the past where you were struggling with some kind of a sin and you got to a place where you're like, I need to let somebody know. And you go through that internal battle of, I definitely don't want to talk about this, but I trust God's ways. And so I'm just going to like take the plunge and share, and we'll see if it sucks or if it's life-giving. And man, time after time, you do it. And when you follow God's ways, it's super life-giving. And then someone who I care for a great deal knows details about this thing that was previously hidden. But I remember leaving that restaurant, driving home, and just thinking, like, I felt so strong. It felt so fortifying to be known, to feel like Satan didn't succeed at attacking us at all through what was disclosed. And now I just have like these new grip holds, these new strengths to make some new moves in my life with these guys. So it was very intangible, but just like such another piece of evidence that God's ways of being in the light and being open, but being wise with people who you trust in the Lord is like such a way of life.
What a great comment, Blake. Let me ask you a leading question based on what you just said. Did you come away from those 6 or more weeks of just being honest about your finances with a group of 5 other guys? Did you come away from that time thinking, I really love these guys more?
No, for sure.
Isn't that cool? That when someone trusts you with their precious stuff and you have the possibility, you know, if I was cruel, I could really hurt you with this information, but the fact that you're trusting me with it, and I'm going to trust you with my information as well, produces so much, obviously trust, but like just love. Like I love that this dude is concerned about the amount of giving that he's doing in his life or whatever, you know, like, man, I want to help this guy. Let me also ask that as the conversation went on, were there 1 or 2 kind of financial varsity players that kind of emerged in the group, or were you all kind of on the same place?
I would say, I think there are different skill sets. You know, we have one guy who was not very diversified. It was a really high risk, high reward situation. He was kind of walking in a state of like, oh, you got some high reward. And so we had some conversations about, well, going forward, do you want to diversify? So he's really specializing in one aspect of real estate. We had another guy who just very stable job, very stable income, very analytical, very systematic. He pulls out the Excel sheets. He pulls out the years of records with minimal preparation. He's just got his finances so locked in.
Yeah.
And it's very admirable, you know. We had another guy who's just like, you know, I got like 40 accounts. I don't know how much you're in each one. But it's just a wide range.
Yeah, I like the way that you phrase that. I think just different levels of expertise, different backgrounds, different strategies that I think benefited the entire group being able to. You know, Blake, you've got different things going on with crypto that I don't think anybody else had really dabbled in. And so you were able to share that wisdom with the rest of us. You mentioned the guy in our group that does real estate as his primary role, and he was able to share a lot of insight with us there. So it was cool to hear the different things that people are doing. It wasn't necessarily that one was crushing it and somebody else wasn't, but being able to take that collectively and see how we can benefit one another with those areas of expertise was a really cool thing to see play out.
Yeah. That's great. Y'all have touched on two things. I've got to use this opportunity to advertise a little bit because I want people to use this study. One, you mentioned the looping your spouses in to the whole conversation. And there's a kind of pre-study survey that your wife is going to fill out now that's in the final version. And there is a post-study debriefing conversation that we're going to facilitate for you to kind of take to the wife. Here's what me and the bros have come up with. These guys that love me and know our true situation gave me these two or three key pieces of feedback. And I feel, as you say, Blake, I feel strengthened that I want to move on these things. So I'm bringing this to you and help you talk through it. And the second thing is I have such compassion for you guys going through this before there was any clear reporting structure. We just told you, like, tell them all about your income. And then you kind of go, well, I guess we'll have to figure out how to do that. And now in the study, there's a very specific, you just fill in the blank and there's all the blanks together. And then when you come together, everybody turns to page 8 and go, well, let's just read what's on page 8. So God bless you guys. Well, I'm very interested. As you guys being our first group to ever go through the study, Tyler, you said there were all of these great outcomes. I'm very interested in you being explicit about exactly what the outcomes were. If the whole thing is that we sit around and talk and we knit and we drink tea and oh, that's so good, I'm interested. That's all fine and well. But if you say, no, there are practical results that our lives are getting better because of it, I really want to hear those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be happy to share some of my own dirty laundry, so to speak, with some. And I think some of this is really what prompted us to engage in this study was that I had a significant amount of debt. I think about $15,000 or so that was housed on primarily credit cards. In some strategic ways, not straight up credit card debt, but debt that I did not want to be carrying. And like Blake mentioned earlier, when you think about concealing sin in the darkness and what that does to you, it's almost how this debt felt to me, where I desperately wanted to be out from under it, was ashamed of it to a significant degree, and was unsure of what measures I needed to take to pay it off. And I brought that to these guys. It kind of opened the door to a larger conversation about finances. And through our early conversations, you know, they helped me develop a plan. They helped me develop a strategy for what I was going to do, reallocating money from other investments that I was making, changing the way that me and my wife were spending, decisions about family trips that we do annually that we weren't going to do this year because of this debt. And like I'm overjoyed to say that that debt is gone. $15,000 debt gone from the time we started the study to the time we ended. And it was because of it. Like, this would not have happened without doing this study together with these guys. It would not have happened without me being able to ask these guys, hey, what moves should I make? It wouldn't have happened without these guys frequently checking in and saying, hey, what's the status? How's it going? Are you managing this?
Yeah, even just being able to shoot you a text message and not just being like a generic, hey, how's the debt payoff going? But like, how much did you pay off last month? You know, really getting in your grits about it because you welcomed it. That comes from like intrinsic rate. It just became our new norm to speak very specifically about the sort of expenses we were making. And I love that.
Yeah, life-changing impact from doing this study together. And I mean, it's freed us up to have this amazing conversations about, you know, dreams of starting a business together and how we could go about doing that. Again, it's changed the way that we are investing together. Blake, you may want to share about some of the strategic moves you made with some of your investments to bless your wife and how that kind of came about from this conversation. Just so much goodness that was unexpected, or maybe I should say beyond what we expected from this study together.
Yeah. Some really particular decisions would be making the decision to potentially take profit on a pretty large position so that we could set aside money both for the Attic renovation, which for this office is part of the fruit of that, and setting aside money for kitchen renovation that my wife has wanted for a long time. But just that decision to like, not just buy myself in my office, say sell at this price for this amount, but to just clear with the other guys and say, do you think this is wise stewardship? When you look into my life, do you think having a nicer kitchen, is that extravagant or is that like an appropriate way to love my wife? And just getting that concrete input was really good.
Yeah. That is so exciting. I have goosebumps. You're making me think of this verse, Proverbs 15:22, that says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. And
solid.
When we, yeah. I mean, even crypto is a good example where you kind of get in your mind, well, this could work. And you kind of go, well, I'll just kind of do this thing. And then the only voice you've got is your own and whatever affirming articles you find.
Yeah.
And so that's your information base. That's how most people do their finances. And we can attest, Mark and I can attest, that the first time somebody sits down with a professional and they'll say things like, I am a huge giver. And then we go, oh, awesome. Let's see all the numbers. And then we go, you're not a huge giver.
Yeah.
They're like, there's always like a little reality that comes in with having a multiplicity of voices that are giving you counsel. And it can only lead to you being more well-rounded, more mature in the way that you think. And you guys are so wise and so brave to have done it. I'm so delighted.
I think this study that you're kind of finalizing and polishing, Steve, is such a service to the body. But I do think it should be very carefully weighed. I think in the same way that one would not be lax about talking about, I don't like that we're making this parallel, but hopefully it's not. But the way we would be lax about talking about sexual sin or something, you don't want to just broadcast that, you know? We really sensed that you could be inviting significant warfare. And if the Holy Spirit isn't giving you the fist bump to undertake this thing, it may just be a good possibility, but not the right move. And so I would want anyone considering to do this to have a quality season of time seeking God before they undertake it, to make sure this is actually something God is beckoning you towards, not just something you and your renewed mind and your wisdom is drawn to, because it still might not be the right move for everyone.
That's a great warning, Blake. Yeah, for sure. You're getting into treacherous waters. You know, your marriage might be in a place of crisis where you're not ready to take on the weight of let's get it all out on the table. Whoa. Maybe we need grace and mercy and kindness at this age, this kind of season of our marriage or whatever else might be going on. But my thought is for somebody who's in a young marriage, they're trying to kind of develop and get on their feet. Well, let's get it all on the table. Let's kind of have partners with us that are walking along. And yes, assuming all things are equal and assuming that you've got a group around you the way that you guys have, these are some trusted bros and we just want to be known, you know, we just want to be known. Well, thank you guys for being brave with each other And thank you for being willing to share with our audience about the good things that have come by walking through this study together. It's great to hear from you. Thank you. Okay, so based on those two guys' testimony, I hope that you are, I hope your mouth is watering. I hope you're a little bit interested. Let me just hype a couple of components of this 6-week discussion guide so you kind of know what you're getting into. One is, I'm very pleased with this. I think this was your idea originally, Mark. There is a wife survey that happens before the first week. And it's a way to get the temperature of what is your wife feeling about your financial situation and your financial leadership. We want to get a reference on how she's feeling. You don't have to report all of the answers of this to your crew the first week you meet, but it's going to be fodder for discussion. Also, every week, you're going to be walked through a very simple discussion. Again, we just want to get the conversation started. There's going to be a short time of prayer every week. There's a verse, kind of a key verse for the week, and there's some recommended follow-up reading or maybe a couple of episodes of Abe's Wallet for you to peruse. And there's pre-work for the following week, and I'll just talk about that pre-work. That pre-work, I think, is really helpful. It's one of the magical ingredients, I think, of this discussion guide. Simple charts that you're going to fill out to prepare for the next week. For instance, there's a week on giving. So you're going to report exactly what places do you give to, what percentage of your income goes to that giving. And in case this makes you very nervous, which I imagine there'll be some butt puckering that goes when you think of doing this, we've also coached you on how to give each other feedback. So there's room for a little bit of challenge and, of course, plenty of grace and mutual encouragement, too. I just applaud anybody who's willing, just like Tyler did, I just want to be honest. I just want to walk through this doorway of being upfront. I think it's fun. I think it's relieving. And I guarantee you that it'll enrich your relationships with your dudes. So that's basically it, Mark. This is Financial Transparency, a squad guide. It's available right now as of the airing of this episode. And it's real easy to get your hands on. Would you like to know how?
Yes, tell us.
You can, if you go to, now, Mark, this is your world more than it's mine. If you go to abrahamswallet.com/tribe, all you have to do is request a copy of it there and you'll get it. Now, all the people that are already kind of in our world, and we have your information, we're going to be sending this out to people. But if you're listening to this, you've never kind of reached out and say, hey, I'm one of your people. If you'll do that, we'll happily send this to you. We want you to be in a place where you're known, where you have a place for discussing the kind of things that we talk about here on a regular basis. So that's the Financial Transparency Squad Guide.
Awesome. I think my only question for you, Steve, if people are going, this all sounds great, but
of course it does.
I don't know who I would want to do this with. I can't really, I don't have that many guys who, I've got my church friends, but they're in a totally different economic spot. And I've got my people who are kind of similar socioeconomic circumstances as me, but they don't care about what God has to say about money. What is your recommendation? Because I want to tell guys, if you're hearing this and you're going, oh, I know I should do that. I really don't want to. I want to give them a big shove to get them out of the boat and just make them do it. Who are they grabbing if they don't know the answer to that question, if somebody doesn't come to mind immediately?
Well, the best people for you to do this with would be peers. So for instance, if you're 40 and you have 3 kids, it's not that helpful for you to do it with an 18-year-old who's just trying to get going. It's not that helpful for you to do it with somebody who's 70, although it's better than nothing. The first thing that comes to mind for me, Mark, is to do it with your wife. That if the two of you walked through it, you'd probably cover topics that maybe you've never talked about before. That could be very helpful. I think that if you reached out to people that you'd like to do this with, you would be surprised at the people that would jump up to the level. If you kind of threw it out there, hey, I'm thinking right now of a couple of guys that I've met at church meetings before. I know them a little bit. We have a good rapport. We've never gone really deep before, but I think we probably trust each other. This would be a great way to develop some friendships, because we're going to get real honest real quick. And you could say, I'm not trying to browbeat you or anything. I just want somebody to talk to about this stuff. I think most people would be willing to jump up to that level. And the other thought that I have is, you know, if people wanted to use us to find other people, they could get their rear end into Ur. They could find three other dudes, and then they could have a Zoom Skype kind of a group where they know that people are on the same page because they're Abe's Wallet people. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's an awesome idea. I just wanted to leave it there where there's no excuses. Well, I would do it, but I don't have someone.
Last thing I want to say on this before we go today is that I just want to say that the time spent writing and designing this sucker, as with everything that we've put out, I didn't design it. I didn't lay out, is not my thing. It costs money, and that's paid for by our wonderful donors, which they all hang out at Ur and talk together and give each other great ideas and discussion points. I do want to just tell people that we, Abraham's Wallet, as we have projected for the end of the year, we have a shortfall this year on operating expenses, and we are axing our regular listeners to consider passing your favorite episodes on to your friends for whom you think they'll be helpful. We have the regular, hey, would you please subscribe and share kind of ask, as anybody else would. And I also have to throw in, it's very helpful to us if you would review and rate us on Apple Podcasts, et cetera. Those things help our rating go up, and they tell the algorithms to send our podcast out to other people and to recommend it to people like you. And hey, if you're already a giver and you see value in what we're doing and you want to help more family leaders become biblical bosses, you could consider increasing your donation amount, or leaning on your parents or whatever to help us get there, because we just want to serve and reach more and more families to get them into a place of financial health that's good for them and pleases the Lord. I'm going to end with that, as we very happily and with no guile at all, we're just happy to hand this out for free to people. So come and get it at abrahamswallet.com/tribe. And we'll see you next time.